Hare Krishna. Focus on doing what you can, not what you can't. We all have certain abilities and certain inabilities. We are finite beings. However, rather than looking at ourselves and focusing on our strengths and managing our limitations, we often look at the world first. And look at what is glamorized in the world. And a materialistic culture often glamorizes those people who have, say, good looks, lot of wealth, or charismatic personality, fluent speech, or other such externals, which not everybody may have in the equal proportion. So when we make those people who are glamorized in the social, in the materialistic culture as our models, and then we compare ourselves, and often we find ourselves unfavorable. We find ourselves inadequate in comparison. Then we start lamenting about the things that we don't have, about the things which we can't do. And thus, by such unhealthy comparison, people end up with mental problems, people end up with inferiority complex, people with low self-esteem issues. Yes, people even become suicidal. When we understand that, we are actually, our primary relationship with God, we are His eternal parts, and we are meant to contribute according to whatever He has given us in life. We don't have to worry too much about what who has or what who doesn't have. No, we have what it takes for our spiritual evolution. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in 18.45 says, Sve Sve Karmanya Bhirata Sam Siddhim Labhate Naraha. Sve Sve Karmanya Bhirata, by working according to one's own nature, by doing the work that is natural to us according to our body, according to the kind of body and mind that we have. Sam Siddhim Labhate Naraha Sam Siddhi. Nara, the human being, can attain perfection. So Krishna is telling here that we don't have to do something which we can't do. We simply have to understand our own nature, understand the kind of talents and gifts that we have. Yes, we have certain limitations and we have to learn how to manage them. But when we obsess on the things which we can't do, we just lose so much of our morale and mental energy in that we don't have, that we can't even do what we could have done. So by focusing on that which we can do, recognizing that we don't have to be glamorously successful in the world's eyes to live a successful life. Most important thing is to be successful in Krishna's eyes. That will give us lasting satisfaction. The success in the world's eyes may give us a little fame at best, but even that will not last for long. Success in Krishna's eyes, that is what will last. With this understanding, we focus on doing that which we can. And by such actions, we can make our own distinctive contribution based on the talents that we have. We can become the best we, make the contribution that we are meant to make, and ultimately attain the destination that brings enduring satisfaction. That is eternal love for Krishna and attainment of His abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.